make some decisions. And I think that the leadership that we're looking for has to come from business. Very, very important now, because business carries more authority, and they carry the economics of the world. Today, we're bound together much closer than we were so many years ago, 1,000 years ago. We're neighbors, and we're bound together by electronics. We're bound together by technology. And the world has become, quote, a market. And it's this market that we have to deal with. And it's this idea of boundless and endless resources. And when you say resources, you're talking about our relatives. You're talking about our family. Fish are our family. It's not a resource. It's family. It requires all the respect. The structure of the world itself is such. It functions on natural law, and the natural law is a powerful regenerative process. There's a process of regeneration that continues and grows and is endless. It's absolutely endless if everyone agrees to the law and follows the law. But if you challenge the law and you think you're going to change the law, then you're bound to failure. And in that failure will be a lot of pain, because the natural law has no mercy. It is only the law. Earth is all powerful. Wasn't made here for human beings. He said we're part of it. But we don't have to be here, because the earth has its own process. And if it becomes to the point where you destroy yourself as human beings and you destroy life and finally leave this earth, the earth's not going to disappear. There's not going to be an end of the world. That's really a very interesting concept to us. No, the world won't end. People's life on it will. So it's not the end of the world you're talking about, it's the end of us. And the world, no matter what damage you think you've done to it, will regenerate, will re-green, we'll redo everything that was here at one time, except there won't be any people. Because it's got all the time in the world. I said, now, as you're coming down the final stretch, you're racing towards the finish, and there is the stone wall, and you're not pulling your horse. You're not stopping. You're in fact accelerating. I said, now, that's the way I see the use of what you call resources. You're using them faster than they're reproducing. And you're headed towards that disaster, and none of you are pulling your horse. I said, take the example of a car race or racing cars. They have a yellow flag. When there's an accident or something, a yellow flag comes out, everybody gets into line, they slow down, and they have sort of a common sense about that, at least. I said, do you have a concept of a yellow flag? Is there a yellow flag amongst your ideas or your thinking here? And one of the gentlemen, and they were all men, maybe 50 to 60, 65, he said, you know, he said, I understand what you're saying, but to answer your question, no, we can't. We can't pull our horse, as you say. Because, he said, We have to show a profit. As a CEO, I must show a profit. If I don't show a profit, he said, I'm fired. Simple as that. I'm out of a job. I have to show a profit. I said, to who? He said, to you, the stockholder. I said, well, are you married? He said, yes, I am. I said, do you have children? He said, yes, I do. I said, do you have any grandchildren? He said, I have two boys. I said, when do you cease to be a CEO and become a grandfather? There was a lot of silence there because that was a moral question. And if you don't have a moral question in your governing process, then you don't have a process that's going to survive. That's the governing law, the moral question. You must have a moral society, or you won't have any. He couldn't answer the question, and neither could anyone else, because it was a moral question. That's what we have to get back to. So they said, well, got kind of heavy silence there. So they said, look, you're a Indian, and we keep hearing about Indian prophecies. Can you give us a prophecy? Can you tell us a prophecy? And of course, I told him a lot, because I know a lot of them. But at that particular moment, I said, certainly I can. And I can guarantee it. I said, really? Well, what is it? I said, next year you'll meet and nothing will have changed. And again, there was silence. We're moving in a very direct line to that stone wall. I do not believe personally that we have passed the line or the point of no return. But we're approaching it. We're approaching it. And every day that you don't do what's right is a day that you've lost an option. And you're losing your options every day.